702. Healthy lifestyle.
We're talking health now. I recently became aware of joint circles, and I thought, is this the sort of thing you want to share with your listeners? I'm joined in studio by Dr. Heidi van Lochrenberg and her partner, Maggie Deutsch-Gander. Good afternoon to both of you. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Sonia.
Hello, Sonia.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, your story is what we need to start with so that we can better explain what joint circles is all about. You've been friends, right? You were friends. And you both got diagnosed with life-threatening conditions about a similar time, right?
That's correct. Heidi and I have been best friends since we were 8 years old. And we've done everything together, as well as go to the same schools, share an apartment in our university years. Mm-hmm. And then in our 30s, Heidi, at around about the age of 35, was diagnosed with estrogen-positive breast cancer. And about a year later, I was diagnosed with estrogen-positive ovarian cancer. So we realized that we had done everything together as well as getting cancer. Mm-hmm. And because Heidi had gone before me, she had done extensive research into why she got the cancer. There was no family history in her family. And because she was a mother of young girls at the time, she wanted to make sure she could find out why and how she could prevent a recurrence.
Mm. So Heidi, tell us more about that then, because we previously, I think in October, in fact, we did breast cancer awareness and so on, speaking to experts. And even now we see the messaging being more and more about risk factors. There aren't really these clear risk factors, even though we know that there are some lifestyle disease or lifestyle choices we should avoid and change. So just explain that further.
So, yes, you're absolutely correct. And what I, at the time when I was diagnosed at 35, no one in my family had cancer. No one was ill at all. We have a very healthy family. And so I really wondered where I got it from. And I went in search. And what I found were lifestyle-related DNA tests. And what interested me about them was that only 5 to 10% of breast cancer comes from BRCA, which is a really strong mutation that comes through, you know, families. And the other 80% of breast cancer can come from environmental causes, nutrition, or lifestyle reasons. Mm-hmm. And so when these DNA tests were released onto the market, I did as many as I could. And I very quickly saw that I don't detoxify estrogen very well, which was something quite enlightening, which wasn't a traditional medical view at the time. And I very quickly personalized my protocol of nutrition, environment, and lifestyle choices so that when Margie was diagnosed a year later, I said to her, I've got the solution. This is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And I had then tested my how my body was detoxifying estrogen with a very advanced real-time urine test that is now available on our site, where you can see how your body's metabolizing all your sex hormones or your reproductive hormones, as well as your stress hormone and your sleep hormone, because those are the lifestyle factors that you're mentioning.
Yes.
And you can now measure it in biochemistry and get an overview. And I love it because you can look 20, 30 years, hopefully, into the future with your DNA in hand and your real-time biochemistry and start to turn things off and start to help your body and support your body to hopefully optimal wellness so that a lifestyle-related chronic disease doesn't just surprise you one day.
Yes. Mm. Earlier on, we were talking to women scientists who were being honored at an occasion yesterday. And while preparing for that occasion, I came across the work of a geneticist, an epigeneticist from Egypt. So this new science and what it reveals, what it allows us to now know, is really at the heart of it, isn't it?
Mm. Absolutely. And, you know, what's quite encouraging for us was epigenetics is something that happens around, around your DNA. And that's quite empowering because that means that, everything that happens around your DNA that can change the expression of your DNA. So change the way your DNA expresses itself, meaning you can turn things on and turn things off. So you could turn on inflammation or oxidative stress, and you can turn on optimal wellness. So I found that quite empowering. And that is the foundation for our entire business. You know, Margie and I, with Join Circles, we created this concept where if you look at our logo, you're the star at the center, which is your DNA. Mm-hmm. And you have these linked circles that you join around your DNA every day. And what we realized was it's the tiny little choices that you make. It's not that one big intervention that happens and then off you go and, you know, you've said to be fine, but actually you haven't personalized anything and made any radical changes. So it's a lot of tiny little choices. And where do you start? You start by understanding your DNA more and starting to tailor and personalize your protocol from your DNA up.
So what are these other factors around our DNA?
I think what's really important, just to add to what Heidi's saying about Join Circles, is that both of us, having been patients, had sat in the patient's chair and we had experienced what we refer to as the gap in healthcare. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to get a lifestyle-related chronic disease. It's the place where you're well and you're not needing to see a doctor, or you've been ill like we were with a cancer and you finished your treatment and you're now wanting to know, how can I change the way? How can I do better? What do I need to change in my nutrition, environment and lifestyle choices? And, you know, I always like to tell the story when I was sitting with my surgeon. After I'd completed my treatment, I said to him, well, what kind of cancer did I have? And he said to me, why do you want to know that? And I think that was the beginning of Join Circles for us. We felt, well, it's very important because once you leave the doctor's practice, you're on your own. And you've got to wake up every morning and decide, am I going to choose health or am I going to choose to live the way I was that got me into an ill state in the first place? So those circles are your nutrition, your environment, and your lifestyle. But what's very important about Join Circles is that most of your listeners are probably health conscious. They're aware of what healthy is.
Yes, and we follow whatever's going for the day, whatever's being talked about on the day.
So what's unique about us, what makes us different, is that we're saying if you do a DNA health, estrogen diet or sport test and you get your unique genetic variations, that information allows you to start personalizing your choices. So you're correct. If you open up a magazine, as Daniel, they'll say vitamin D. Everyone must have vitamin D. But the truth is, it might not be right for you. And that's where the personalization comes in terms of you standing in the center and the circles you pull in.
Right. So the way you dispose of your estrogen and how your body processes it will be different to me.
Absolutely.
So the same estrogen issue or estrogen processing in our bodies might not lead to illness in me, but it could lead to illness in you. And there is a growing trend where we are modifying and tailoring or being aware of our individual health needs or tailoring medicine to speak to the individual and how your body works as an individual. Is this part of that?
Yes, absolutely. And just on a more commercial side, you know, obviously there's heaps of health benefits from doing your DNA and personalizing because you're giving your body exactly what it needs.
Yeah.
But in the climate at the moment, in the South African economic climate, we believe that our business offers people the opportunity to spend their health budget very wisely, because now you are making choices based on exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore your spend, you will see the benefits of your spend in terms of your health, and you'll feel confident that I've spent X, but I know that that's what I need. So yes, that's definitely part of it.
Right. Well, the lines are open to you on 011-883-0702. Do you have any questions? Maybe you recently did a DNA test or you want to take a look at these switches, look at your DNA and understand what it is that turns certain things on and off. My guest, Dr. Heidi van Lochrenberg and Margie Deutsch-Gander, they join us in studio. They're the founders of Join Circles. We take a break and we'll come back with your questions.
Healthy lifestyle.
It's 13 minutes to 3, not much time remaining, and we're taking your questions. That we've been chatting to Dr. Heidi van Lochrenberg as well as Margie Deutsch-Gander. Almost have to like prepare myself for that one, Heidi, So we're talking about Join Circles, how it all works, DNA testing to help you better respond to what your body requires. Annette, good afternoon. You're calling from Littleton. Hi.
Hi, hello. Thank you for a wonderful program. I'm diabetic, type 2 diabetic, and I use insulin on a daily basis. I inject 4 times a day. And I was just listening to this with like great hope that maybe there's something one can do to reverse that situation or even just relieve it so that you're not so insulin dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility?
We're talking DNA, and DNA gives you, it shows you, the report shows you your ability to, or your potential for. So it's not a real-time biochemistry test that would test, you know, what your levels of insulin or blood sugar are. But you are almost at the nutrition, environment, and lifestyle stage. So doing a DNA health test is definitely something that you could do. It might confirm that you have, a risk for insulin resistance or, metabolizing sugar incorrectly, et cetera, or risk for diabetes. But then it's actually the lifestyle changes that you would need to make. Have you made many of those lifestyle changes?
I have made some of them. I've lost a substantial amount of weight over the last 2 years, but I've been diabetic for quite a long time. I've only been on insulin in the last 2 years. I'm not totally sedentary, but I'm also not, I'm 58, so I don't jog and go to the gym quite actively, but I work in my veggie garden and I've got a very active job. But they're little things, like you spoke, for example, like in your particular case, your estrogen, the way in which your body processes estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something, for example, about how the pancreas works and the mechanics behind diabetics that one could find out from doing this testing?
It's more about your body's, your body might have a genetic variation that hampers its ability to regulate your blood sugar. Think of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there would definitely be benefit for you to do it because, you know, raised blood sugar also pushes up your oxidative stress, pushes up your inflammation. And you also want to see at a DNA level, are you prone or are you at risk of more oxidative stress or more inflammation. So it would be very useful to you. But I would also say biochemistry would be useful to you as well.
Right. Thank you very much for your call, Annette.
Thank you.
So let's look at some of the tests that are available, the tests that are out there. So we spoke about the estrogen one, just loosely about that. There's around gluten, diet, sport, the heart, pain as well. Just explain some of those.
I actually had a little giggle. Sorry, Heidi. I was listening to your questions earlier on from the car.
Yes.
And everyone was phoning in about Bafana's big match.
Oh, yes.
And I thought to myself, well, imagine if the whole team had done the DNA sport, we might be able to make sure that they bring their A game. And that's quite a fun one for athletes. And people who generally are quite active and who are harboring injury from their choice of sport. For example, they're marathon runners or they're running the comrades and they keep harboring an injury. There is information that's provided there on a genetic level, what your genetic variations could be for susceptibility to injury, muscle recovery,
performance.
And also, you know, for big teams like Bafana, for their physios and their biokineticists and the team doctor to be able to see how to train the team to work smarter but not harder. So that's one of the ones we sell. And then the big ones are the DNA health and DNA estrogen.
So the DNA health, we always see as the foundation. It's a great one to do if you want a place to start because it gives you a nice broad overview of a lot of areas in your body. And those areas are markers like your potential for inflammation, your oxidative stress risk, methylation, how does your body methylate, how do you detoxify, cholesterol and blood, blood lipids, metabolism. It's got fun things in like lactose intolerance, how you process caffeine, whether you're susceptible to salt pushing up your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Some people are, some people aren't.
Yeah.
And
also insulin and blood sugar.
Yes, insulin and blood sugar, I'm still. So, and then, you know, for ladies, for some men as well, we've had great results with some men who are starting to form moobs, you know, male breasts, is the DNA estrogen to marry that with the health panel so that you can get an even broader overview of how your body detoxifies, but further how it detoxifies estrogen.
Right.
And then I love to add in for women the diet one because, you know, having had breast cancer, fat tissue makes estrogen and estrogen makes fat tissue and the cycle kind of goes around. And you can really, with that overview, get to the bottom of, you know, certain weight issues or prevention issues. And so, you know, one of the fun things was in the DNA health panel, the detoxifying or the detox panel.
Yeah.
I learned that I don't detoxify very well. And I wish I'd had this knowledge when I was 18, before I went into my student lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And in my student lifestyle, I was always the one who couldn't handle the shooters. So from one shooter to the next, I would black out.
Yeah.
And I was called a weakling and I was whatever. And when I look back, I was actually, well, just couldn't detoxify. You know? And then on top of that, I piled the pill and I can't detox estrogen very well. Mm. You know, and I piled all the environmental stress. I also have a gene that doesn't process smoke. You know, I spent many a night in smoky nightclubs, ended up marrying the DJ of the nightclub, you know, and so on and so forth. Mm. But we just feel very passionately, especially about young women. Doing a DNA test, whether it's the estrogen panel or the DNA health and, you know, estrogen, before they embark on their 20s. Yes.
Exactly, to make better choices. I want to talk about the family doctor and how this feeds into your relationship with your actual medical doctor. But first, let's go to Vincent. Hi, Vincent.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, sorry, I'm on air. Or?
Yes, you're on air. You can go ahead, Vincent. We're all patiently waiting.
Okay, great. I just wanted to say I find Dr. Heidi and Margie's story really inspiring. Mm-hmm. And as somebody, you know, going into their 30s, I've started considering my health because, you know, obviously in your younger years, you just live a bit frivolously. I was wondering if they had any advice on turning on optimal wellness, you know, at a younger age, just that one tip maybe. You know, going forward, that could, you know, help people just in general.
That's a great question. Hi, Vincent. Yes, you know, what's so important is that if I look back on myself, when I got ovarian cancer, so obviously I got it in my 35, it was 36. I wasn't far off from how old you are. And I was quite angry and I thought to myself, you know, how come I'm getting this disease? I went into a full hysterectomy, surgical menopause at quite a young age and couldn't have a third child. And was really upset with my body for letting it, you know, me down. And after Heidi had given me a DNA test as a present for my birthday, I got my results and I quickly changed my mindset. I realized it wasn't my body that had let me down, that I had actually let my body down with my choices.
Yes.
And so the best advice I could say is go for the DNA test. It's a once-off investment. It's a report that you will have for the rest of your life as a reference a document. You will take it to any practitioner that you ever consult with. Mm. You might even just refer back to it as very comprehensive and do some of your own research on what nutrition, environment, and lifestyle choices you should be making. And I reckon that is my best advice, because if you don't have that information, you're very much in the dark,
right,
waiting for an illness.
Yeah. And you don't want us to run out of time because I want to address this question about medical doctors. Mm. So do they welcome these reports? Yes. Does it improve the way in which they treat patients?
We have, it's a great question. I'm so glad we can squeeze it in. We have collaborated or partnered with a whole lot of practitioners that are trained to read the DNA results. It's very important that the practitioner knows how to interpret the report. Mm. And we've created a practitioner circle that is on our website, joincircles.com. And it ranges from a physician to a biokineticist, a trained dietitian, GPs, where people, once they have their results, can phone and make an appointment with. So yes, definitely everybody needs this information in order to know what their patient requires.
Yeah, sounds like it's incredibly empowering. So it's joincircles.com if you want to take a closer look. Vincent, thank you for your call, as well as you, Annette. Heidi, Margie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia.
What a novel way of approaching our health.